And again, we would like to welcome you that are watching already tonight, and we are also welcoming everyone that is on Apple Podcasts as well as Spotify and Google Play. We'd like to welcome everyone, and thank you for being a part. We have Christy Fowler today, John and Cynthia Sandy today, and Lindsay Prater and our little granddaughter, Ari. I got that name wrong last week, didn't I? Isn't that crazy? And nobody said anything. Y'all just laughed at me. I wondered what that was all about.
There's a lot of things like that. We don't bother to say
anything. It's probably a good thing. So, hey, a lot of great things going on. The Republican National Convention was this past week, and it was an exciting. It says I am echoing. Do you know why I'm echoing? You fixed it? Okay. It's been fixed. Okay.
It's called double talk.
Double talk? Yeah. I think so. I think you're right. Well, I appreciate those that are telling us what's going on, and because we definitely appreciate that. So anyway, we had the Democratic National Convention this week. Last week we had the Democrat was last week, and you know, it just seemed like that the whole time during the Democrat National Convention, I just felt like there was such hate, and there was such resentment within the world. And then the Republican National Convention was this week, and it just seemed like, man, it was great. There were some awesome speakers.
It was wonderful. The Democrat, I'm glad you said it properly. It's not the Democratic, it's the Democrat.
Right.
And you did it right. Very good.
Oh, cool.
But it was so dark, I had to turn on all the lights in the house. It was really bad.
What didn't you like about it?
Everything.
Well,
you know, I couldn't watch it. Really, I can't really say I have a lot to say because it was so bad, I couldn't watch it. I tried a little bit, and I go, and I think I'm going to hurl, and I can't. The hypocrisy and the lying. And what's interesting now is now that the Republicans are over, have you noticed how the Democrats are trying to sound like the Republicans? Have you noticed that? Even Biden finally came out of his closet and said, we need to stop the rioting. Yeah, well, you're like 6 weeks too late. And the Democrats, Pelosi, did you hear what she said? She wanted, Chris, she wanted Biden not to do the debates. Did you see that one?
No.
Oh, yeah. They're panicking because every time he comes out, it's not good. I mean, he does all right. He did all right in his convention. And there's times when he does all right on the prompter. But, she put that narrative out there. And let me tell you what, she's not stupid. She did it for a reason. She had something she was trying to get out for us to think about. She doesn't think that Trump is worthy of Biden's debate, in so many words. So,
how she worded it?
No, I said in so many words.
Oh, okay.
No, ma'am. She didn't say it. My wife, everywhere I go, she's like, nah, honey, you got to change this. You got to do that wrong.
That's right.
No, I said in so many words because she was implying that the type of person Trump is, he shouldn't debate him.
That's ridiculous. I
think she's doing it for a reason.
Nominee should have a debate. They always had a debate. Why would America sit back and be okay with no debate?
Well, I don't think the when it comes to the Republicans. Absolutely want a debate, but the Democrats, because they know that Biden will look bad. He's going to look bad. He doesn't even know where he is.
He doesn't know what office he's running for. Lately, he was running for Senate.
Well, something I want to encourage our listening audience to do is actually vote. It's so important.
Oh,
I think everybody's vote is so important. So here's a checklist to see if you're ready to vote. First, are you registered? If not, that's the first thing you need to do. Lindsay? Second, know the date.
She is registered now, I think.
Awesome.
She did get registered.
Wonderful.
Yay.
Okay. Second is to know the date of the election, and it's November 3rd. Mm-hmm. It'll be here before we know it. And actually, I wish it was already over.
Oh, I know. I dread it.
I'm just so tired of just all this political unrest. Anyway, so know the date. It's November 3rd. Know where to vote, the polling location, and the polling hours. Research the candidates. That is so important to know where the candidate stands. I don't really think this is necessarily Democrat versus Republican.
Well, let me make a little suggestion.
Absolutely.
Here. Sorry to interrupt you. Here's the way I look at it. You don't vote Democrat, period. I don't care who they are. And you may be careful who you vote for Republican. They're not all what they appear to be. But always vote. See, that's the way I think. Always vote Republican. Because the way I look at it is if you get a decent Democrat, and I don't know if there's any left, but if there is, please send me his name and address. They generally, a lot of times, they'll go with the party, unfortunately. not every time, but how many Democrats have you seen buck their party? Not too many times, right? I'm kind of half joking, Christy.
No, but this is what you want. You want someone, a candidate that's going to honor
yes.
God,
mm-hmm.
support religious liberty, work to strengthen the family and parental rights, and defend innocent life. These are important matters. Research the initiatives on the ballot and be prepared to vote in accordance with Scripture and your Christian faith.
That's awesome. That's excellent. Hey, did you notice? Was anybody surprised by the amount of attention that was paid to the abortion issue during the convention?
What I thought was amazing is Abby Johnson spoke, and we had just brought her up last week when we were talking about Planned Parenthood.
Was she amazing?
Wonderful.
Oh, my God. She nailed it. I mean, she talked about things that she knew firsthand.
Yes.
Like, for example, the Planned Parenthood, they want to make you think they want them to be rare abortions. That's how they kind of placate the Republican people, right? Well, what did they tell her to do? We want you to double your quota on abortions.
Yes.
She said, I thought our motto was fewer. They said, this is where our money's at.
Yes.
Now, this is a person that was the director of one of the facilities.
Have you seen the movie Unplanned?
No, I've heard of it, I believe.
Oh, you have got to see the movie Unplanned. It's phenomenal. Well done. And in the movie, Abby is being recognized for being one of the just outstanding directors. And
she talked about that real quick, didn't she?
Well, and during this is in the movie, and during one of their gatherings, she was just being just awarded for being such an outstanding director. And then the woman who was like her mentor was saying that they need to increase the number of abortions. And that's when she questioned her mentor and said, wait, I thought this was about stopping, unplanned pregnancies, not encouraging mm-hmm. more unplanned pregnancies. And afterwards, her mentor pulled her aside and said, don't you ever undermine me in a meeting again. And she said, do you know at McDonald's what sells the most, where they make most of their money? And she said, it's not the hamburgers, it's the fries and drinks. And she says, abortion is our fries and drinks.
Ooh. And then she talked about her experience in the operating room and watching a baby trying to get away from the suction.
Fought for its life. And it was in so much pain when they were injecting the needle. It's just awful.
But she was powerful, wasn't she?
Powerful.
She was powerful, and you can't dispute her. You can't go, well, she's just a Republican, right? No, she wasn't. And she was ahead of one of the facilities. And now God just got a hold of her life, and she's all pro-life and working in that direction. I thought she had such a clear countenance about her, too.
Well,
it was so wonderful.
Since we're on the subject of abortion, I would like to share with you the 2020 Democratic Party platform for abortion. One of the things that they released, a rough draft of their party platform, is they will repeal the Hyde Amendment. And what that is most Americans oppose taxpayer-funded abortions.
Right.
But the Democrat National Convention platform states an intent to repeal the federal Hyde Amendment, which was passed in 1976, which prevents federal funding, including Medicaid, from being used for abortions, except in the case of rape or incest. One of the things is they want to restore federal funding for Planned Parenthood. And in past years, Planned Parenthood, which performs over 300,000 abortions every year, utilized a regulatory loophole to access $50 to $60 million annually in federal funds designated for preconceptive family planning services. And under the Trump administration's Protect Life rule, the loophole was removed, forcing Planned Parenthood to withdraw from the Title X family planning program. So according to the DNC platform, those federal dollars would be restored to Planned Parenthood, allowing the abortion industry giant to again use taxpayer dollars to promote, perform, and refer women for abortions as a method of family planning. Another thing, they're going to protect and Roe v. Wade. And see, the future of Roe v. Wade has never been more in question than today. And the Democrat National Convention realizes this, because if we elect one more U.S. Supreme Court appointment that is conservative, it could overturn the court's 1973 decision. These are huge.
And it's absolutely huge, because if you remember, Trump talked about in his speech last night that they've appointed nearly 300 new judges, federal judges, plus the two Supreme Court judges. This is bigger. This is long-range stuff when you start doing things like this for your country. It was interesting what she had to say about Margaret Singer. Now, we've all heard this, right? That that was her goal, was to deplete the minority through
the founder.
The founder of Planned Parenthood, Margaret Singer. And they had the Singer Award. I mean, she was up for it, wasn't she, this lady? So you look at that. I was in Burger King just a day or two ago. And I got this Trump hat that I wear when I run and run in and things. And I kind of sense different responses from people because of it. But anyway, I didn't have it on this particular day. And I was in Burger King, and a lady was in line with me, very nice lady. And we were talking, and all of a sudden she said, well, they're opening the schools, and Trump's opening the schools, and the kids are already getting sick. And I just kept real quiet, because it just, you know, I sense sometimes when it's not the time and place to deal with it. And she didn't know where I stood. I just stood there and smiled, and that was it. But, now, you know, you're looking back, you think, now if this means she's going to vote for Biden, you're concerned about kids getting sick in school, but you have no issue with 3,000. Well, how did you say the number was on abortions? 300,000.
Is that what
a
I
year?
Said?
I think it was 300,000 a year. But they have no issue with that. I guess it's like out of sight, out of mind, right? I like to see a commercial done by someone where they have his kids come up and say, "Mommy, thank you. My name is so and so. I'm in the third grade. I want to be this when I grow up. Mommy, thank you for not aborting me," because that's what these kids would look like if you hadn't aborted them. Now you got a face with them. See?
Well, they sling abortion around a lot. And back when we had children, abortion was around, but it wasn't as political as it is today. I mean, it's been political, but not like it was back in the 80s and early 90s. But man, it's just really, people are hateful. It's like when you get the National Organization for Women. And then, like Christy talked about the last time, about when she talked to pro-life,
yes,
how nice they were, but how the National Organization for Women were so mean.
Yeah, I don't remember. Were there protesters yelling and swearing and threatening lives after the Democratic convention?
No, but like they were last night?
Yeah.
Absolutely. And it's so crazy. And let me just give you a couple things here. And then we're going to show a video. Before the president came out and before Ivanka came out, there was a wonderful video on President Trump. And I want us to show that video. And then when we come back, we'll talk about it. And then we'll talk about some great things that happened today. And one of those things includes the stock market. So it's pretty exciting. So let's go ahead and show that video. And it's about 6 minutes long, but stay with us because it's really good.
Punched in again? Okay. Just
so I'm trying to.
Because I re-looked up my password.
So, Eleni messaged me about watching Ari, and I, like, read it, but then get back to her, and then Kim started messaging me. And it's like I'm being tag team, and I told him that
you say it was?
Dad's okay. Going to watch her, because I only
capital
need a babysitter
C.
for a few hours a day, so I don't want to pay someone $100 a week
there.
If I just need them for, like,
y
3 or 4 hours a day.
And
is that rude?
H S A
use John's.
You all don't need to show me. I'm.
Why don't you put your face, honey, up there to the mic so they can see if they got you lined up all right.
I'll have to reset it. Once the video ends.
And he promised that he was going to do. And
promises made, promises kept.
Yes, absolutely. And I don't know why people are having such trouble with Donald Trump in this area due to the fact is that he's done what he said he was going to do. And then if Biden got in, Trump said that he was going to tear the wall down.
Well,
that's crazy.
There's a whole list of things that Biden, he's already said in one comment that he would defund the police. I love to see. Did you see the border policeman in the, when he was speaking? They were cheering and everything.
It's yeah, crazy. Yes, the, I did see that.
That was great. And he's got the support of most, if not all, the policemen. I think the unions, which is awesome. I don't know, John. Is it just a key thing? Is it just me? Because the difference is so stark. And if you love this country at all. Whether you're a Christian or not, if you love your freedoms, if you want to be able to just go to the store, pick the church you want to go to, see your kids raised and do whatever they want
freedom
to do with their life.
Freedom of speech.
Freedom of speech for everybody.
Freedom from censorship.
Yeah, you think, why would not almost anybody, unless they're just totally evil, I won't mention Pelosi's name when I say that, why would you not embrace that? They have just, people just swallowed certain things, hook, line, and sinker. They've got this image of him, and no matter what you say, they have this image. And they can't tell you what he's done. They can't tell you what Biden's going to do. Biden's trying, he's trying his best to sound moderate right now at the very last minute, at the last hour. And they're trying to get a fourth debate. So there'll be at least one debate before people start voting by mail. And that's a concern, too.
Yeah, because there is one debate that is after early voting.
All of them. All three of them are after early voting.
Yeah, so that just, I don't know why they did
after
that.
After voting?
After early voting.
After early voting, yeah.
When early voting starts, do you remember the date of the early voting starting? It's in September, right?
Yes, it is in September, yes. But I can't remember when it is, but that's just absolutely crazy. You all join your microphones real close because we're having some level issues. There you go.
Okay.
There you go. Get
does
right
that
on.
Help?
That does, yes, absolutely. We got people saying they can't hear us.
They're just whiners, aren't they? Are those Democrats?
No, these are great people that are watching us. Nellie Green, Kathy Henning, and, which is our sister, and I'm sure that Brady's and Trey is there today. Connie's watching. Mike Reynolds is watching today, and we just have a lot of great people that are watching, and we appreciate that so much. Danielle's watching. Janice and Larry out in Jackson County are watching. And it's great to have you. And one of the things that I said this morning on the call, and I had to, or on the Pulse WV Live Morning Edition, is that I had to apologize because I will say this person is watching.
And they're listening.
They're watching instead of watching.
Oh, that's good.
They're watching. So I was able to fix that. If I did that too much, I would have to. I'd have to pay for that one. So
my wife and kids love, my son in particular, my wife love to correct me. They feel a certain calling
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think so.
There's a list of words.
Yeah, there's a whole
What are some of the words?
Yeah, go ahead.
What's a couple of them?
Let's see. One of them is sauce, the way he says sauce. And sometimes, you know, in the middle of the day, you know, he'll say to me, you know, honey, would you like some sauce with that chicken nugget? Would you like some sauce? I've got plenty of sauce right here. And then I'll text Jonathan and I'll say, your dad just said sauce 8 different times. And then we'll both kind of, you know, send laughing, smiling faces at each other.
Yeah, it's,
you know.
It's a wonderful, uplifting thing.
Yeah.
That's really blessed.
It's very
my
Christian
life.
Of us, isn't it? Both.
Yes.
What's another word?
Oh, let's see. Well,
nut is my mom's, right?
Yeah, nut.
Nut.
That's another one. You don't say just nut. You say nut.
Do I, or is that just my mom?
That's you, because you got it from
your
mother.
I do it, too.
You do it, too.
Yeah. Well, I used to say, I won't say that one. Jeez, there's a bunch. I'll say things. I go, did I just say what I thought I said? And you'll go, yeah. And
now my friend Debbie says Sayre.
Sour cream.
Yeah, Sayre.
Sayre. Gonna wash. Gonna wash your clothes.
Wash your clothes.
You go wash your clothes.
Yeah.
And yours was watch. Well, what did you say, John?
Watching.
Watch.
Thank you for watching today instead of watching.
So you're doing better on that one?
Well, I think so. I think I did all right today, but it's, you know, this morning. But you pick up on these things because, you know, here we are from West Virginia, but you know, people in South Africa that watch the show and people down in New Mexico that watch the show, they don't know what watching is. And let me tell you something. I've preached in South America before, and the slang words do not –
translate.
What's that word that we used the other day, Lindsay? Woke? He's woke?
He's woke.
Yeah, see, there's no translation for that.
No, there's...
And I used the word...
Either you know it or you don't.
I used the word wigging out one time in a sermon.
Oh, that's
an
old one.
Yeah, and it doesn't... It does not translate.
You know what,
yeah.
John Fowler, you say sauce. I noticed that the other day. I have got to text Jonathan
it's
about
sauce, right?
It's sauce.
And that doesn't sound right.
But John Fowler says sauce. He said it from the pulpit.
I think
day.
I say it too. Sauce.
When I lived in Ohio,
you say sauce.
Oh, so I'm saying it right.
You're saying it right. Yes.
When
well,
I lived
she's
in
a
o-
girl, that's all.
Yeah.
When I lived in Ohio, I used to say that, like, I'd be there and I'd be like, when I was a kid, my dad wore me out, and they all looked at me like I was crazy, and I was like, y'all don't know what that means, and they're like, wore you out? What? And I was like, yeah, he spanked my butt, like.
Wore me out.
But
there's other words.
Whoop your hiney.
They didn't understand the West Virginia slang,
Where you
and it always cracked
to a crisp.
Me up.
That's it.
Well, and you have some people say weed eater, and some say weed whacker, and they don't know what one doesn't know. If you say one, they're familiar with the other. I grew up using the word icebox for refrigerator. Did anybody else do that?
No.
Well, that Fridge. Was before electric, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, I got that term from my family. And
ice
I just
box.
I would
an
use
ice box.
I might even to this day occasionally say icebox. I don't know.
You do.
see
you
I mean?
Do.
She has such a critical spirit.
She does. You want to go lay hands on her and pray?
No, become scared. I mean, you know.
Mm-hmm. We both have our wives with us tonight, isn't that no. so that's so
I
neat.
I thought it was gonna be neat. But it's turning ugly right now.
Oh, for the love.
Well, that's crazy. That's so crazy. Well,
for
it's good
the
having.
Love.
Yeah, for the love.
Speaking of love, I just see
Speaking
a lot
I
of hate.
Love you.
There's just a lot of hate in the world, and we just need to offer the world love. And Lindsay and I were shopping earlier today, and there was a T-shirt, and what did it say? In a world full of hate, love. Yes, be love. So, you know,
I feel
like
that.
Woodstock all over again.
Well,
it almost is. Well, and the thing about it is we were almost late because I had to get him out of jail for shoplifting, you know. So
oh,
well, what's bad is after I've been out for a good while, you go to the store and act like I just got out and say to the cashier, he just got out of prison.
I have said that before.
You know,
more than once.
When we were at Carter's today.
What?
When we were at Carter's today, the manager comes over to me because I have Ari with me. And she goes, and I forgot to put my mask on. She's like, excuse me, ma'am, if you're going to be in the store, everyone has to wear a mask, everyone age 2 and up. Like, and I think she thought that Ari was 2. And I was like, y'all crazy if you think a 2-year-old's going to keep a mask on. Like,
yeah.
I don't know what's wrong with y'all.
Well, Cynthia found out as a sub, and I hope to be subbing as a retired teacher, that if you're in kindergarten, they have to wear shields.
Yeah, the preschoolers.
How's that going to work, Lindsay?
Face shields.
Face shields that don't
and
work.
I have a feeling those will have a lot of boogers on them.
I would say.
Yeah, I think so.
That's so crazy. All right, here's the question of the night, everybody. What is your top two movies that you've grown to love?
Oh, we know one of them, don't we?
The top two movies.
You know the top two?
Somewhere in Time.
Somewhere in Time. We used that music in our wedding.
Yes.
And the other one is Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
Groundhog Day.
Yeah, we love those.
That's a wonderful movie.
Well, there's so many good ones out there, but as far as just secular movies, yeah, that'd be two of our favorites, I think.
I tell you, my two favorite movies are Smokey and the Bandit and Air Force One. There is a line in
Air Force One.
Yes. Yeah, and they're working on a sequel to Air Force One. It's called Air Force Two.
Well, that's creative.
Yeah, well, you know. Just
I would have never come up with that.
Huh?
I would have been lost.
My mind's blown.
I know. There you go.
Don't you just wonder how this stuff just comes so fast?
No, and Harrison Ford going to be in this one?
No, he's already crashed a plane twice. He actually did crash.
Well, he was in Air Force One, wasn't he?
He was, yeah.
That's what
are
I
you
thought.
Talking about?
Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford.
The movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he actually has crashed. He did crash. You know, there was, I was looking through the news today. There was like three airplane crashes this week.
All Harrison Ford?
I hope not. But, yeah, I mean, there were several.
Was one of them yours?
No. Thank you, Jesus. No. I'm not allowed to crash.
I'm not allowed to ride with you.
Why?
My doctor says I'll have a heart attack.
Oh, my God. Are you serious? That's so crazy. I mean, I got a list of people that's ready to fly, you know. Of course,
really?
Yes.
Did you hear, and I meant to mention this, I don't know if Vince is with us, but when you mentioned in church all the people that didn't want to fly with you, mm-hmm. Do you remember that Sunday morning?
Yes.
Vince immediately spoke up. I would. He did.
Yes.
Man of faith.
Yeah. Man of faith.
Yeah. He's much further along than I am.
Well,
Or he's ready to go.
One or the other.
Oh, be nice.
Connie, your sister says sleeping in Seattle and Rebecca.
I don't know Rebecca.
You don't know her? She's about that tall?
Seattle.
I met her once, but
you met
sleeping
Rebecca?
In Seattle is funny, but you know the problem with that one is it is almost identical to the other movie they did together. What was that one called?
You've Got Mail.
You Got Mail. Are those almost identical or what?
Well, the movie.
They could have just simply changed the title and ran the movie through again.
Well, they had chemistry. And when you have chemistry on the movie screen, they'll use you again in other movies.
One of my favorite scenes in a movie is that, of course, I love God Almighty. That's a great one.
Bruce Almighty? Bruce
Almighty? Was the second one, wasn't it? Bruce Almighty was where he was Moses, I think. And Jim Carrey was in God Almighty.
Oh, okay.
It was the same God in it.
Okay.
Really?
And he parted a cup of tomato soup. Remember that? Do you remember that scene?
I don't remember that.
God made it. God gave him his power and said, okay, we'll see if you can do better, right? So Jim Carrey's sitting in this little cafe, and they serve him a cup of tomato soup. And he looks at it and parts it.
Does he really?
Yeah, the wind starts blowing, the papers start
That's
blowing.
Hilarious.
It's a great scene.
And he parts tomato soup?
He parted the tomato soup.
We're going to have to watch that movie.
I think Lindsay's, her top one would be Big Mama's House.
I was going to say Big Mama's House and the last song are like my tops. I can watch them any mood I'm in, and
well,
I'm
the
fine.
Last song?
I know
what's
every.
That?
The last song. Wow.
It's the song
it's
before
the
first song.
Flick.
Yeah, well, I knew that part, but I mean.
This person dies.
Cyrus and Liam
John.
Hemsworth.
First of all, Liam Hemsworth's in it, and shall I say more?
I know. Do you need to say any more?
I know
say.
Neither one of them.
Well, they must be hotties because she's over there blushing.
I guess. Yes, she is.
He's
a beautiful man.
That has been one of my favorite movies since I was like probably 15, and I just love it so much. And then Big Mama's House.
And that's with
lose my bowels all over myself.
That's the black. Is that the black actor?
Yes.
What's his name?
I'm Martin Lawrence.
Martin Lawrence. He is hysterical.
Oh.
He really is.
That's not the one I'm thinking about.
Yeah,
what about you, Christy?
Well, I can only think of one, and it was a long time ago, When Harry Met Sally.
That, yeah.
And the soundtrack was Harry Connick Jr., and it was jazz, and I just...
It was a fall movie, wasn't it?
It was a fall movie. I love that time of year, and I was working at West Virginia Public Radio doing jazz, and I knew nothing. I didn't have a jazz background, so I could recognize all of Harry's music because it was a lot of jazz songs.
Oh, and that's the kind of music you were doing back then.
Yes, yes.
What about you, honey? You got another one besides those two we mentioned?
No, I'm sticking with those two.
Sticking with it.
She's sticking with those two.
Yeah.
Sticking with it.
Yeah. Well, let me. I told you my favorite scene. Someone tell me their favorite scene in any movie.
In any
your
movie?
Favorite scene.
I would say.
Movie. I have a bunch of them. That was just one of them.
I would say probably the funniest scene would be in Smokey and the Bandit when Jackie Gleason comes into the restaurant and he orders a Diablo sandwich and a Dr. Pepper.
A Diablo sandwich?
Yeah, Diablo sandwich, which I don't – I think
– Diablo?
Yeah, Diablo sandwich. Yeah.
Diablo.
Yeah, Diablo. Well, he says
– do it again.
Diablo.
No. I need Tim here because Tim would bail me out. He says, let me have a Diablo sandwich and a Dr. Pepper. Make it fast. I'm in a hurry.
I thought that's what you –
Well, and then he hollers out the junior. He said, Junior, you want something? He said, hush puppies, Daddy. He said, we ain't got time for that. Crap.
And okay, that's it.
Do we have a six second delay in that movie? And the thing about it is there is a line
I'm
in that movie for everything. I mean, I've used it, and just like it's old fashioned genuine communism, that comes from Smokey and the Bandit. The thing about it is, we are in old fashioned genuine communism in this world. Seems like that's what the Democrats are trying to swing us towards is a communist.
They're trying their best to hide the word socialist. They are mm-hmm. trying to. I'm talking about the ones that have to speak to the public, not AOC and the rest of her crooked gang.
Well, AOC, honey.
AOC.
Well, you know, when you think about.
You said AFC.
No, I said AOC.
We're all having to correct each other.
Rewind that.
Play that back for me?
Let's play that back.
Because
pray for us.
Her critical spirit's working overtime.
Talk.
Critical spirit.
This is the way I live at home.
Pray for
anybody
pray for
out
John.
There, if you're listening, call me.
Well, let me ask you, when you got married, did y'all have a kneeling bench?
We never got married.
You're not married? Just living together. Oh, holy smoke. That's what you just said.
Now, when
you got married, John, did y'all have a kneeling bench? And was there.
Did we do one?
You forgot.
And then,
he's in real trouble.
And then on the bottom, and I bet you anything that when you knelt down on the bottom of your shoes was written, help me.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, but the only thing is, I put them on backwards. And,
send me help?
Yeah. No. And I didn't come for 3 weeks.
Oh, gosh, that is so crazy.
Well, I said we never got married. I mean, what I meant was the guy didn't have the right papers that did it, and we didn't really have a good honeymoon. I still owe her one, so I really didn't feel like we got married.
You didn't have a nice honeymoon?
Yeah.
We did.
Where'd
See,
you go?
He always wanted to take me to the moon and back.
Yeah, I did.
And
you still have time.
Yes. But we had a lovely honeymoon.
Where'd you all go?
We went down to Jimmy and Tammy's.
We went to Jimmy and Tammy's.
Went
out to Pete.
That's over in Bancroft. Jim and Tammy's is over in Bancroft.
Not that Jim and Tammy. They're the ones that had a farm. I'm talking about Baker's.
Jim and Tammy have
a
farm?
We went down there.
Do they go EIEIO?
North Carolina.
Red House is close to Red House.
It is.
South Carolina.
You've got to go to Red House.
Look at
it. You people in South America that watch us, you need to go to Red House.
It's awesome.
It's just an awesome place.
It's a straight shot.
It is a straight shot.
No matter
absolutely.
Where you're at.
Anyhow, let me swing this thing back around. I'm sure people are probably enjoying this.
Well, here's the thing.
You know, you can pay us to be funny if you want to.
We may have to give you change back. But hey, we're the kind of people that we get so heavy into all these subjects, right?
Right.
We just need a night where calling your jokes, calling your favorite joke, calling something that happened to you that's true but funny. When I took speech in college, we had to do a topic on something that was funny but true. So I did one on 6 ways to miss a bus. And I had missed buses that many ways. And I went through it with them. It was really sad. And after it was all over, I found another one.
What's the number one way to miss a bus?
Well, one is to be on time and forget to have money on you. So you can't get on the bus. Another one's the obvious, to be late, right?
Right.
Another one's to be on time, have money on you, but they don't come. And that does happen. Where they just didn't run that hour. And that was all right with them.
And they didn't call you and tell you about it.
I get upset thinking about it. Oh, I could tell you stories of the people I meet waiting on buses. Oh, honey, it's a different world. It is.
Oh, I figured.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how many times this one girl kept catching her boyfriend with another girl while waiting on a bus. Mm-hmm. And, boy, she was letting him have it in front of all of us. I see you, Jerry Gee. Mm-mm. No, you're not. You're back over here right now. Mm-hmm. Boy, I'm. And we're all standing there going, you got the right ticket? I think I did. Anybody got a ticket gun? It's just awful. That's just one. I mean, I'm just from a different world.
Well, no, I really had I had that experience on our way back from Colombia the first time that I went to Medellin on a short-term mission trip. And
yeah, but you had to leave the country. I didn't.
Oh, my gosh. But it was on the airplane. Imagine this couple gets in this huge fight right behind us, and I couldn't move because the airplane was totally packed. I mean, there was not a seat empty. And they're fighting.
You think you can escape this argument?
Awful. It really was. And so I was getting so upset, and I turned around to ask them, you know, I wanted to ask them if they could just, you know, quiet it down a little bit because it was really unnerving.
Oh, you had nerve.
Well, no, I didn't.
I kept telling her, I said, don't do that.
You know, John kept saying,
you better
just be
hush
quiet.
On up.
But the guy looked like a linebacker from a professional football team, and I thought, you know, this fist might end up in my face. So yeah. I just kept my mouth shut. But it was just, it escalated to the point where John wrote on a napkin to the flight attendant that you're being threatened because the girl was threatening the
flight attendant. Wow. Yeah, she was. And
just
so
openly, huh?
Yeah, and I told Christy, I said, now when we, because I looked up at the front of the plane, and she was on the phone. And when we landed in Cincinnati, I believe, there were police waiting there, and they arrested both of them.
Is that right?
Yeah, because I handed her a napkin, you know, because she went through and was cleaning up. And I said, I'd like for you to take my trash.
Did they have to follow up with you as well?
No. But we saw the lady later on, and the thing was is the man was drunk, but the woman wasn't. Like, they did a breathalyzer test on him, and but the woman was mouthier than the man was, and she was sober. Well, kind of.
But she was upset because she thought that her boyfriend or husband, I don't know who he was cheating on her. So kind of the same thing.
Oh, was that what that was about?
Oh, yes.
I see
yes.
All these years, and I did not know that. Hey,
well,
Mary.
And, of course, you know the part you didn't tell was by the time you passed the third napkin on another flight, they were on you. Remember
that's
that?
True.
Pulled you aside and said, mm-hmm, uh-huh. Talk. We talk.
I think that
second.
Was our last flight. I remember it was cold. And we got some people watching. Marianne Walker, thank you for watching. Marianne and
God
I used to work
you.
Together at the bank. And Todd Gardner and I grew up together up on the west side of Charleston. Debbie is watching from Texas.
My friend Debbie. My sister Debbie.
And her favorite movies are Leap Year. Now, you want to hear a good country word?
I'll give
you a good country word.
She's got them.
It's leap cheer.
Leap cheer?
Instead of year,
cheer.
It's cheer.
Leap cheer?
Yeah, like over, instead of.
There
you know,
go.
Like,
well, how about come over cheer?
Cheer. Here. You know, here is another one. Get over here. I've heard people do that, you know, with their dog. Get over here. And
well,
then,
have you ever made a mistake and used prostate and prostate?
Oh, God.
Well, angels prostate falls.
Well,
that's what the song says. The angels have a prostate.
I can physically feel my IQ dropping.
The angels have a prostate because
no
it's angels prostrate fall.
I know.
Yeah, that's so anyway, and then Hallmark Christmas movies. You can tell that's your sister.
She says she picked out any particular one or just in general.
Hey, Debbie, tell us what your favorite one is.
It's probably an
well, see,
they all have different names. I thought they were all the same.
All the Hallmark.
They do change the name.
The Hallmark Christmas movies get on my nerves because it's always.
That's why they can produce so many is because they just change so little.
It's always about.
Hallmark movie one.
It's all about somebody.
Hallmark movie two.
It's all about a couple that used to date in school and she moved back or a car broke down or somebody passed away.
They come back to the hometown and see
each other. Come back to the hometown
and
see.
And they used to date.
I think they need to do a Hallmark Christmas movie like Die Hard.
Where one kills the other at the end.
But it's so wholesome. Yeah. Like, you know, you can watch the Hallmark Channel during Christmas time and just feel warm inside. Like, I think that's their goal.
Yeah, and I do feel warm and fuzzy inside. That's my feminine side.
On your 25-inch tube TV.
Yeah, it went out. I told you that.
Oh, it did?
It went out just after you said that. It went out. Yeah, it went.
Well, you've got a nice TV, you know. You could probably
now he's got a 75-inch.
Well,
yes, yes. You need a big
and
heart.
Now we're going to have to go over and hook it up for him.
After I can do that. Sale.
After I'll be glad to do that
for
you.
Well, that isn't the problem. My JVC tube TV, which is gigantic for a tube TV, weighs a ton. And I can't move it by myself.
You can't?
No.
Cynthia will help you.
Well, I put it on her back.
Put a sled underneath it and then let Milo just get
there you go.
Well, she knows where we can live. All we have to do is get to the door.
Yes. That's it.
Because it's downhill from
yes,
there.
Yes,
one
it
little is. Push. Honey, yeah. I've gotten rid of many things that way.
Yeah.
Including our kids.
Including your kids. You push them out the door.
Yeah, I say go sleigh riding. Just open the door and push them out.
And then you don't let them back in?
Well,
till their lips are blue.
I wait till the light to come on at night.
Absolutely, Kathy, our sister, Steel Magnolias, and Top Gun,
which they're remaking.
They are remaking, and was supposed to be out in June, but they saved it to December because
The first one. I didn't care.
Oh, did
that.
You not? No, that was 1986. It was a great movie.
All I know is he's in his underwear dancing. That's all I know.
No, that was not in that movie.
That was Top Gun.
No, he was not in his underwear. Yes. He was dancing in his underwear in that lawyer movie.
Lindsay.
Why me?
Lindsay.
I don't know.
Wasn't it Top Gun that he danced
in? No.
No, it was that one where he was a lawyer. And he had.
No, he wasn't a lawyer.
No,
he
I don't
like
think.
A,
no, he was a young kid.
A financial
young
guy.
Kid.
Yeah,
I
that
can't
was a Top
the name
Gun.
Of that,
was that when he was like. It wasn't yeah,
somebody
the one
help
where
us
was,
on that movie.
Do you remember when he was the sports.
I love that. Jerry Maguire.
Jerry Maguire. Well, that's not that one, is it? Well, which one did you dance his underwear call right now?
It was Risky Business, wasn't it?
Yes.
I think it was Risky Business. And I have not seen that movie.
Well.
I nary have seen it.
Well, okay, name a movie you can't stand but never want to watch again. It wouldn't be Hallmark.
No, I can tell you. I'll tell you the one that absolutely it will dumb you down real is what's that one that John Christopher, our son, likes?
I know he's been
Nacho Libre.
No, the other one.
God, that is awful.
The other one that
is that the one where the guy's is a wrestler?
Napoleon Dynamite.
Napoleon Dynamite is. Have you seen it?
Is that
Tina,
the one
you
that,
fat lord, come get some dinner.
What's
get
that?
Get some dinner. That's the dumbest movie.
Give me the line again.
This girl comes up.
It's a one-time thing.
Yeah,
I'll have to charge you if I do it again.
I'll have to kill you.
This one girl, absolutely, she's trying to sell bracelets to pay for her college.
Okay.
And she goes up to this house, and the guy says, you know you're not going to get enough money to go to college. And then the other one says, your mom went to college, like that. It's the dumbest movie. So
your mom goes to college.
So I look at John Christopher one time. We're out doing airsoft and paintball that weekend, and we're over at Dairy Queen and Eleanor. I remember it as plain as day. And John Christopher just got a cell phone, and John said something, and I said, your mom went to college. And he calls Christy and says, Dad said you went to college, Mom. And she gets upset with me because I'm talking about her at dinner. And
it's all about a movie.
Mom
all
did about go to movie. College.
She did go to college.
She did go to college.
Yeah, absolutely.
She did very well.
Everybody around this table went to college. You couldn't tell tonight, but I think we all did.
I think one of my favorite, as far as worst movies, was Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, they're doing a sequel to that. Dumb and Dumbest.
Did you know that, just a little information, this would be good for, we need to do trivial movies. I got some trivia for you, too. Did you know that Jim Carrey actually broke his tooth for that movie?
I'd heard about that.
Yeah, he did. He actually broke his tooth for that movie.
Yeah.
It would have been really upsetting to realize that there was CGI later on in time, and they could have just given him
a
fake tooth.
It would have been awful if he didn't get the part.
And he broke his tooth? Well, he can buy plenty of gold teeth.
Think,
he can get anything he wants. You know, one thing that I was talking about earlier this week in one of the Pulse WV morning editions. I do a Bible study in the mornings, and I was talking about this the song. I was talking about faith and how we need to not be moved and that kind of thing. And I was talking about the song "I Shall Not Be Moved." You remember, I shall not be moved.
We know the song.
And I made it.
Everything you
it's
sing,
in
it
a hymn.
It sounds country when you sing.
Well, I was raised country. I was raised country when it wasn't cool. But here's the thing.
Barbara Mandrell.
but anyway, the song "I Shall Not Be Moved," and I was talking about, you got to have faith. And then I was talking about the person who actually wrote the song I shall not be moved. And I made
I
a comment.
I just know this is going down.
I made a comment. I made a comment that I thought that the person who wrote that song, mm-hmm. I Shall Not Be Moved, mm-hmm. Was constipated.
Yeah, I knew.
She would have had to be constipated.
Lindsay, were you surprised at that one?
She would have had to be constipated.
Well,
oh, yeah, these have been on replay for at least 20 years.
Well, but here's the thing. Let me tell you, in one of our bathrooms in the basement where you teach the Bible study on Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock.
I like the way you put that.
Yeah, I'm just trying to give you a commercial.
That is where you take out the trash.
Yeah, well, there's a bathroom down there, and there is a sign in the bathroom mm-hmm. right in front of one of the commodes, and mm-hmm. it says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you need encouragement. It gets a little tough.
In the bathroom? Oh, Lord Jesus, help
yeah,
Lord, us.
It's awful.
That's the truth. But so anyway, you know, there's a lot to that, and
okay.
I just thought I would share that with you.
Well, I appreciate it because it really means a lot to all of us here. Anyway.
Not unless you're one of those women that sings in the choir that smokes.
Do you remember the last time? Do you remember the
booed.
Last time you were talking? No one
I shall
listening?
Not be booed.
Booed.
See, Lindsay's headed to that edge. She's on her way.
She is.
My sense of humor is coming back.
She's starting to lose it. And when Lindsay loses it, it just slurs the rest of the way.
Yeah. Bless
well, we
her
could
heart.
Ask people, what is the funniest joke you've ever heard?
Yeah, the funniest joke?
Funniest joke. Mine is, of course, how come the two elephants couldn't get in the pool together?
Why?
They only had one pair of trunks.
That's really bad.
We're all laughing.
Golly, honey.
That one must have come over on the arc. How many times have you heard that one?
Is a savage.
How many times have you heard that one?
Well, John, tell one of your...
Oh, my gosh. John can recycle his jokes
can
and
he
get
ever?
Me on them. I mean, he'll tell me. He'll wait a few
oh, the
years
same
and tell
one.
It again. And
it's the timing.
It is all there, about the timing.
And you haven't found it.
I have found it. I think I tell a good joke.
Well, do one. Be fun. Say something funny.
Say something. I've been funny all night,
okay.
And I've been doing it for
but
fun.
Not,
this is
but
the
I'm
thing with
about
dad.
On purpose.
My dad. So about 23, 24 years ago, he became a dad.
Yeah.
And then the dad jokes
yeah.
came into play, and
oh,
it's just like
Lord.
An automatic thing that happens. And I just think they've become more aggressive as time has gone on. In fact, I think they got worse after we
yeah.
moved out.
You think yeah. they did?
And like, John, he's a real good funny. Impersonator too.
Oh,
oh
yeah, he
yeah.
is.
Like.
Hit us with the Bill Clinton.
I don't. She thinks I do a really good Elmer Fudd, but I don't do.
I love Elmer.
Now
Fudd.
I can give you a Bill Clinton imitation here. Am I on here?
Everyone has to do an imitation now.
He takes his thumb like this, and he said, "I just like to say
that's Elmer Fudd
that my wife. The reason why my wife didn't get it for president is because I would have been the first man and." Me in the White House is not a good thing. You know, that's just the way he was. And
George Jones. You do a good
George Jones.
Oh,
yep.
Yeah. Now, he does a good singing George Jones. I'll
just well, we'll pull up a George Jones song here in a little bit, and I'll sing one for you. We can do that.
I could do Goofy.
Oh, gosh.
Your kids always, in school, they always wanted you to do that.
Yeah, gosh.
Well, yeah, that is awesome.
I can do what is her name, Charo? What's her name?
You're talking about the
Charo?
Singer? Oh.
Charo?
Yeah.
Charo.
How's that?
Now, that's pretty good from a white people.
I think.
Oh, I'm
scared.
It was that bad.
I think that I think that is awesome. You have a halo right there in front of you.
I got to fix that.
Yes, she does. Everywhere we go.
Yeah.
Everywhere you go. Oh. That is so funny. I forgot about her. Well, you know, sometimes you just really need to laugh and laugh this stuff off because I tell you what,
have you ever had something happen that was so funny that you lose it and you go into this belly laugh and you can't hardly breathe?
I've gotten weak in my legs before and fallen over at Orange Leaf.
at Orange Leaf?
Yes.
Well, tell us.
So I was in Orange Leaf. And Shall I say more?
No, that was funny. That
I'm
was
surprised.
Good. No, I love that story.
My aunt made me laugh, and I don't know. My cousins just, like, bring out the silly in me. I think it's just because we've grown up together, and just we always make each other laugh. So something cracked me up, and I just remember, like, getting weak in my legs to the point where I, like, snapped forward and got whipped cream in my hair. It was just a mess.
Whipped cream in your hair? See, I wouldn't have that problem.
Lindsay's a giggle box. I think she was conceived giggling. I mean, she's even gotten the giggle award for her class because she just laughed all the time. She got in trouble at school for laughing.
Which, looking back, it's like if someone's happy and laughing, like, just let them laugh. Because as you get older and you, like, lose some of that, it's like, no, laugh. You need to laugh more. So
Lindsay did get the clean desk award, and we don't know how in the world she got
that. Listen, y'all taught me how to behave in public.
When Lindsay was a child, if you walked into her room any given day, you would think that Hurricane Laura went through there. I shouldn't even be joking about that.
Hoarders were neater than her.
But
hoarders
in kindergarten, she got the neatest desk award, and we went to the teacher after she received it and said, we think you gave this to the wrong student.
Is that like nickel dime hoarder?
Oh, that's
nickel dime hoarder. You know, I did see a guy the other day. I've been in Charleston a lot this week, and you know how those the people that have the big signs up at the stoplights? And, you know, they're trying to get money, and they probably make more than all we do together, and so anyway, Christy and I are going to play golf the other day, and this guy says he has this sign that says, he says, okay, I'm not lying, I really need money for beer. That's really what it said.
He actually did that. I bet he got a lot of response.
Oh, I figure he probably did.
I mean, it's like, you know what, you can have because it was worth the humor. You know, it was worth the honesty. You know,
absolutely. Absolutely. You know, with what went on today, there was a lot of things that went on. You know, like I say, there was, you know, there's an airplane crash today, and there's been two or three this week. But not only that, there were some really neat things that happened also. And one of those things is that the stock market really did an awesome day.
It was time for the year, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it really absolutely did great. Stocks railed to record highs on Friday on stronger than expected economic data for the race to the White House as it officially got underway with President Trump accepting the GOP nomination. And so, I mean, I just think that absolutely we need to be encouraged because the economy is bouncing back due to this fact, and it's the best that it has done since 1984. And so,
the highest, of course, it's been higher than that number. That's not what they're saying, right?
Well, this is talk about the rebound. Yeah. The S&P paced as best as August of 1984, and it says that the Dow Jones average turned positive for the year, returning to the highs February over 161 points. And it closed. It closed very high today. So I mean, it's up 161.60 points, which was a 0.57 change. So
if you remember, right before the virus, we hit 29.5.
Yes.
And so we're under 1,000 points from that now, and that's just amazing because the virus is still going on. But have you noticed that we're not talking about the virus right now?
We're not talking about the virus, and here's the thing about the protesters. You know, we've talked about school. It's like here, there was a study, and I think we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, 141 students and four faculty members at WVU were tested positive for the coronavirus a couple of weeks ago.
I remember that.
And see, the thing that we have to forget, I think we forget about this.
We have to forget.
Yeah, we need to forget. Number one, okay, how many of those people were hospitalized? How many people of those, you know, got better? And when you're talking about 30,000 students to 141,
what's the math on that? What's the percentage of that, John? It's way.
It'd be real low, but you know,
0.00.
But see, now this is, and I probably shouldn't say this, but I would say that when children start going back to public school. You know, when they start going back to school, there could be, and I'll say this, there could be a spike in the coronavirus in the school system, okay? But then if they don't panic, it'll back off. Mm-hmm. But there's a 99% recovery rate of
especially of that age.
Especially of that age.
And can you imagine a kindergarten kid wearing a shield?
Well, and they say the shield doesn't work. I mean, CDC says that the shield doesn't work. It's like, okay, so why are you wearing it? You know, if the shield doesn't work. I mean, of course, there's still studies going on about the mask.
They can't keep
their clothes on.
They can't keep their clothes on once they're masked.
Absolutely. And so you're talking about the CDC, or are you talking about the kids?
Well, no, that's another subject. We could talk about that one as well.
Yeah, I'd say. So, I mean, there's a lot that is going on when you think about that. But I think, and here's something that I've been really thinking about as a pastor, as a pastor of a church, all these people say, you know, and I hear this, well, you can't talk about politics, you can't talk about, you know, this kind of thing. Nobody's given me any information that says we can't, number one. Number two is that's the reason why the world's got it in the place that it is because people are not in the church world. We've hushed up because we don't want to offend anybody. Look, let me tell you something. Joe Biden is he is for abortion.
Yes.
Okay, he is for killing babies. Okay, mm-hmm. His platform is part of that.
All the way to the end.
You know, and then you have Donald Trump who says last night that he wants to, he is forthright in saving babies. He is for life. And when you think about those things, so is that really hard? Is that a hard vote?
I know, John.
I mean, is that a hard vote?
I just do not understand. And there are some people, you know, there are people out there that will vote against him over one minor issue.
Right.
It's not even the big thing. I mean, you're talking about losing our Constitution, losing our Bill of Rights,
right?
The amendments, first and second especially.
Yeah, right.
You're talking about open borders and sanctuary states, not cities. You're talking about taxes.
So basically, no more America.
No more America, honey. That's right. No more America, and they want to say as we know it, but I mean no more America, period. And it's really true, folks. Where are we going to go if America goes down? Where are we going to go? This country gives over 80% of what this world receives.
R.L. says he's going to Belize.
Yeah, our insurance guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he says he's already planning it all out to go to Belize if Trump loses because he sees it coming. And that's I hate to use the word scary, but that's not good. So we got to be a wake up, folks.
The cost of living is going up.
I'll tell
you
what, though, there was a gentleman.
I'm going up.
out
of here.
I don't know what his name was, but he was talking about President Trump not being the racist that a lot of the Democrats says that he is, but he just had so many good things to say, and now I've lost my train of thought.
Well, let me help you here. Rudy Giuliani used to be the mayor of New York City. Yeah. Did you hear him last night?
Yes.
Let me give you his quote. It is clear that a vote for Biden and the Democrats creates a risk that you will bring this lawlessness to your city, to your town, to your suburb. There is no question that this awesome job of restoring safety for our people cannot be done from the basement, Joe.
Right.
That's what he said. And this was last night, and I heard that. And there is so much nationwide unrest and violent protests that are going on that they last night were protesting. I thought that I heard during the speech, I could hear air horns and things like that going off.
I heard that. And I wondered what that was.
Yeah, and
he was on the other side of the White House.
Yes.
It was the other side of the White House, and so people are protesting. And so here's the question. Okay. If people protest, it's one thing for someone to protest, and it be a peaceful protest. Okay,
and we're all for that.
Yeah, it is. But then. The violent protesting, it seems as if, okay, number one, they never get to coronavirus. You don't hear about that.
Right.
It's like, okay, why do the policemen stand there with their shields and don't do anything? It's like, who said that they can't do anything? And then number two, it's like, if you start taking those people to jail or start doing some other things to them and reacting to them, that stuff would stop.
Well, good examples when Trump saw them coming into Washington itself to take down statues, including, you know, Jefferson Memorial and maybe the Lincoln Memorial, he immediately passed a law that if you do that, you automatically get 10 years. He said, guess what happened?
It stopped. Okay, so here's the thing, and this is what I was thinking about last night. If it is the president doesn't have jurisdiction to bring in the National
Federal,
Guard.
Yeah, the federal agents.
Okay, but yet he can create a law that says if 10 years and you go to jail 10 years, you tear the statues down. So why can't that be overridden and to where he can go into these towns and straighten them up with the National Guard?
Well, I believe there are certain things he doesn't have jurisdiction where he can write. And we've seen him do this a lot from the very beginning, right?
Right.
He'd create a law. But, of course, the downside of that is any law he creates, the next president can do the same thing against his.
And that happens. And
so
that
the next president can get rid of what he creates.
Yes, absolutely. Anytime he does.
So it's a vicious cycle. You never get anything done.
Well, unless
you repeal what.
If you get control of the House and Senate both and you pass it through them instead, then they have to go through them as well to change what you've done. So, but he has to his executive orders is what's changed this world as far as our country goes. We now are the energy independent, first time ever.
Absolutely.
I mean, we have.
And why not? We should have been years ago.
And a lot of people don't realize when he talked about the capital of Jerusalem and about us putting our
that was
embassy
big.
There, they told him it would take 20 years and $1 billion. Right. He steps in being who he is and has it done in 4 months at under $500,000. And that's because they gave him an extra $100,000.
Yes.
He gave because they already had a location, which was great, and a building. All they had to do was renovate. And it's like, what has happened to us that's just one example of the thousands of things that we deal with where the government takes longer, spends more money, and does a worse job.
Yeah.
And you just count on it.
Yes.
What I was going to say about that gentleman that was talking. He just basically, he was anointed when he talked. I told you when we were watching him, I said, honey, he just started talking and he just started flowing in the Lord. And he said, if we will humble ourselves and pray.
Was this the former football player, the black guy?
Yeah, he was an African-American, but I do not know what his name was.
Is he the same one that did
that? Was amazing.
2 Chronicles 7:14, he spoke on that. John, I don't know if you heard that or not. I said.
Herschel Walker. That was Herschel Walker.
Did he talk about Chronicles also?
I'm not sure.
This other gentleman was a former NFL player, I believe, and a black gentleman. And boy, I tell you what, he said, and I am sick and tired of this president being labeled a racist.
A racist.
He said, I'm sick and tired of it. Because he's not.
He probably was one of the top speakers of that whole convention.
The whole night.
And they were
whatever his name was.
And the white gentleman that was in the wheelchair that's running.
The 25-year-old guy.
Was that wonderful what he
shared?
Yes,
it was absolutely wonderful. And
he was in a car wreck.
Yes, in a car wreck. Jim, let's see. Hold on a minute. I'm having trouble. Jim Flogdovich, isn't that how you say it? Jim Flogdovich?
I don't know.
Plays the drums.
Jim Florkovich.
Florkovich. Yeah, I said it wrong. Florkovich. Great drummer.
Oh, love
it. And got to play piano, and he was playing drums, and had a really good time. He posted something on Facebook, and it says, Obama urges young people to keep up their protesting to bring change. And it's like, Obama needs to stay out of it.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, he's already, you know, Trump, the one of the best lines that Trump said that I really liked is he said when they were talking to him about running, he said, I wouldn't have had to do this if it wasn't for Obama.
I wouldn't have. I wouldn't have been elected.
Yeah, I wouldn't
have. In other words, if they hadn't done such a poor job.
Yeah, I wouldn't have had to run. You know, one of the things before we do run that we need to talk about is something that is really going on, and I'm seeing a lot of stories about this, and we've talked a lot about the end to sex trafficking. And so one of the things that we heard today of a story of 35 children were rescued. I believe it was 35, wasn't it, Lindsay? 35 were rescued, 39 were rescued out of Georgia today. And so, you know, keep praying about that, because let me tell you something, and we are working on something that we can't really discuss right yet on something that is coming about that we hope that people can get involved in and be a part of. But we want to tell you tonight that if you enjoy this show, the Pulse WV Live that we do every Friday night, and you want to help financially support the Pulse WV Live, we want to tell you that a portion of tonight's money that we raise for the show, a portion of that will go towards ending sex trafficking in the United States and also in West Virginia. So we want to tell you that. So there are three different ways that you can give to the Pulse. And like I say, we are a 501c3 nonprofit, so it is a tax deduction for you. And it's P.O. Box 141 Gassaway 26624. It's also, you can give online, thepulsewv.com. And also, you can text the word Pulse, P-U-L-S-E, because that's the name of the church, to the number on the screen, 1-304-244-3187. We would like to raise some money tonight for to end sex trafficking. So if you want to give tonight, then we encourage you to do so. It's all three of those ways are safe, and we'll be able to get it to the right people. So we want to thank you for watching, and thank you for being a part of the Pulse WV Live. Again, remember, it's on Apple Podcast as well as Spotify and Google Play. And this is episode number 14. It
and
is
share,
amazing.
And share.
Share, share,
share. Share, share, share. Yep. And invite others to join.
Absolutely.
That you know personally. It'd be great to have them. And maybe they'll have a better joke than we do.
Well, and it's light and fluffy tonight, but we did talk about some serious things. But, you know, occasionally you need to get people laughing because, you know, that people are having a tough time out there. But yet, you know, I want to tell you that Jesus loves you and he cares about you. And we never want to ever miss an opportunity to tell you about Jesus. Jesus has come into each one of our lives, and everyone was saved in a different way, you know, in different times of our lives. And but let me tell you something, whatever you're going through in your life, you know, whatever you're going through, Jesus is the answer. You say, well, I've tried Jesus and it didn't work. No, Jesus never fails. He never fails.
And Jesus never gave up on us.
He never has.
So
no.
We need to stick with it and watch Jesus work.
Absolutely. So he cares about you. And so we want to encourage you to accept him into your heart and life. Because let me tell you something. What we've done tonight is we've had fun. You say, well, Christians aren't supposed to have fun. Why? We have fun all the time. You should hear some of the conversations and the laughing that we do, you know, outside of here as well as in church. I mean, we just have a great time because God is faithful, and he wants us to have the abundant life. That's what he's after. John 10:10. Satan wants to lie, to kill, and to destroy you. And Jesus says, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Understand something, that Jesus did not come to judge you. The Bible says that. It's not Jesus' responsibility to judge. It's God's job. He will judge. But Jesus says, I come to save the world, not to judge the world. So let me tell you something. You say, well, the church is full of hypocrites. Well, yeah, it is. And I'm sorry to say that there are a lot of hypocrites within the church. And I'm just trying to help you with some of the excuses that you're coming up with, because we've heard them all. And but I want to tell you something, that Jesus loves you and he cares about you, and he wants you to accept him into his heart and life. So just repeat this prayer. Just say, Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of my sins, and I ask you to come into my life and live. I ask you to use me, Jesus, for your kingdom and glory and honor. And I thank you, God, for saving me. Now, after you repeat that prayer, if you repeated that prayer, tell somebody that you accepted Jesus Christ. It's put it on Facebook. It's real important that you do that. Get in a Bible-believing church. If you're in West Virginia and you're close to where we are, and we have two campuses, you can look them up. The Pulse Gassaway campus is in the center of the state of West Virginia. That's how the Pulse got its name, because of the heartbeat of the state. Psalm 51:10, create in me a clean heart, O God, renew a right spirit within me. And God wants to renew your heart because he loves you. And then we have another campus in Winfield, which is in Putnam County, which is now meeting in Hurricane because of the public schools being closed because it meets in the middle school. I know it's kind of confusing, but the Copper House in on Main Avenue down in Hurricane is where the Pulse Winfield meets. So at 10:30 a.m., we encourage you to be a part of that. John Sandy teaches a Connect group. That is
live Sunday morning at we're starting now at 10:15 to 11, yeah. And we have a wonderful time, and new convert in our class is just growing.
Yes. We had a new convert on Sunday.
Yes, yeah, so we had a new convert on Sunday. That boy, it was wonderful what she shared. John, real quickly, tell just a little bit about the one person that has, I don't know what state they're in, but they have connected with you and the Pulse and consider that their church now. You shared that recently.
Yes, that's actually in that's actually here in West Virginia. In West Virginia, the person told me the other day that this person is part of our internet church and also tithes to our internet church.
Yes.
And so, you know, that is so encouraging. I mean, it just we're just seeing things just really turn into a positive way. And I think one of the reasons why is because of prayer. You know, our church prays at 8 o'clock every evening. It's amazing. I do a Bible study at 8 a.m. around that time, and then 12 hours later, we're praying. And those are two things, Cynthia, that lack in people's lives, Bible study time and prayer time, and we're covering both of those things.
That's good.
You know, and because we want to see people... We want to see you successful for the kingdom of God. We want to see you working for the kingdom of God.
Can I share something real quick?
Absolutely.
Today, during my own prayer time, one of the things that I did was I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior and Lord. You know what? Now, I did that years ago, but I think as a believer, there's nothing wrong with saying to Jesus, Lord, if I've done anything that you're displeased with, if there's something that I've thought, if there's something that's in my heart, I pray that you would cleanse me.
Amen.
Jesus, I pray that you would again fill me and save my soul. You know, sometimes you just need to give yourself a reboost.
Yes.
You know, you just want to make sure that you're in the kingdom of God. And so that was just on my heart to share. And so, since I did get resaved again today, and John said, you have to go out and share it. So here I am sharing it.
Absolutely, because the Bible says, Cynthia, in 1 John 1:9, it says, if we confess our sins, then he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
I asked him to do that.
I agree with my wife on the fact that it's good just to review with God. If there's anything I need to repent of, that's always good to do, isn't it? Because
that's the point of it, to review.
I don't know that I'd call it getting saved again, but and the people that feel like they've fallen away said, Lord, I want to come back.
Absolutely.
And I don't feel like I felt had fallen away, but I just wanted to, you know.
Well, the way you treated me yesterday, you couldn't tell.
Oh.
it's another story. Call me somebody. We'll talk.
Saucy.
She's
saucy, John.
I'm a saucy guy.
Saucy.
I'm nuts.
Is that what she's saying?
I'm nuts.
You're nuts. Your prostate.
Goodness sake.
Do we have a song to go out on, or do I need to find one? I've got one we can go out on. let me play.
I liked your one. I liked last week's. That was good.
Oh, you did? Show a little kindness?
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, it's uplifting, encouraging.
All right. Let's go out with that one then. Hold on, man. I'll find it.
I don't mean to do the same one.
It's good. Because it didn't play.
It didn't?
No, it didn't. And for some reason, something happened to it, and it didn't jam. But let me tell you something. I like Glenn Campbell. I miss him.
Yeah.
And
that's a sad story, and what a talented person. I mean, unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, just absolutely just remarkable.
You're seeing him act in movies, too?
No, he did?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
I think he did. I'll have to find that one for you.
Hey, thank you for joining us tonight.
You're welcome.
We appreciate you all being here.
To me.
Well, I appreciate you being here, too. And, again, we'll do it again next
time. And our wives?
Yes, our wives are here.
We'll have to bring our kids next time. You got one of yours, so we'll have to get ours in here. get them saved.
Just bring them all down and just have a good time, huh? Well, we can do that.
There is a huge
we can do that. That's for sure.
We can do that.
We can do that. Hey, thank you all for watching. We're going to go out with Glenn Campbell and show a little kindness.